Welcome to Health Reimagined. Cybersecurity and healthcare isn't just an IT conversation anymore. It's a patient safety conversation. As attacks get more sophisticated and health systems get more connected, the stakes have never been higher. I'm John Meyer from Meyer Media, powered by Ingram Micro. Today, we're getting into what the threat landscape actually looks like right now and what it takes to stay ahead. Let's get into it. Joining us is Herb from Arctic Wolf. Herb, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Herb, when you're talking to healthcare security leaders today, what's the conversation that keeps coming up? The thing that keeps keeping them up at night more than anything else?
Well, there's probably a number of things that are keeping them up at night, but I would definitely say, you know, gone are the days of like, when am I going to be attacked? And it's, you know, how quickly can I stop an attack, I think is the main thing that, you know, they're worried about. And that's where they're thinking of like, do I have the resources at 2 a.m. to stop an attack? Like, do I know what my attack surface looks like? Am I able to react quickly? Am I able to contain it? You know, what am I doing from an identity perspective? And I think those are some of the concerns that they have that are keeping them awake at night, and things that they're looking at trying to solve as they try to harden their security posture and increase their security posture within their environment.
It's not if, it's when.
Exactly, right? And gone are those days. And today is the day of like, how quickly can I stop it? And how am I hardening my security posture? And what does my attack surface look like? And how can I prepare for when that happens to be able to negate that as fast as possible?
And it's always worrying, is my attack surface smaller than the other guy, and that you're not getting attacked, you're not getting targeted, that they're not focusing on you. And if and when it does, that it's minimal, so you can actually react quicker.
Yeah, and I think like you bring up a good point is like size almost has not become an issue anymore. It's really just like, how easy is it, right? Like it's more of this spray and pray kind of mentality where they're just looking for a vulnerability. And they don't care if you're a 100-bed hospital or a 10,000-bed, you know, hospital organization. If they can expose a vulnerability, they're going to expose that vulnerability. They're going to take advantage of it. They're going to, you know, request a ransom. They're going to try to do data exfiltration, right? And they're really going to, you know, take it for all it's worth, right? And it's no longer as much as it used to be back in the days where it was more targeted of like, hey, I'm going to go after this big guy. I know they got lots of money and there's a good chance. Now it's like, hey, I'll take 10 small fishes over one big fish if it's easy to do and I can do it quickly.
Attackers are, I hate to use the word, lazy.
Yeah.
And they're just going to, the easier targets, the better targets, they're going to get more bang for their buck over it and not have to go over the big fish.
Yeah, I would say opportunistic is probably the word they would like to use, but but lazy is a good term for it too, right?
Yeah, I like that. Herb, there's a tension in healthcare between operational complexity and security legacy devices that connect equipment, decentralized systems. How much of the vulnerability in healthcare is structural rather than behavioral?
You know, that's a great question. I think healthcare has some unique challenges in that instance because they have a lot of like IoT. They, like you mentioned, they have a lot of complexity within their environment, infrastructure. Everything is getting connected. We have AI coming into the picture in healthcare, right? So I think a lot of it is more like infrastructure and vulnerabilities, right? I think like, you know, there's statistics out there that will tell you like something like 99% of healthcare has known vulnerabilities within their environment. And I think it's one of those things where like from an Arctic Wolf perspective and even from any cybersecurity vendor, like we are looking at like how can we get a better idea of what assets are within the customer's environment and what those vulnerabilities are within those assets and how can we help customers identify them and prioritize them? Because I think, you know, to your point, like it is more complex. There is a lot more infrastructure in there and it's much more difficult for end users to not necessarily identify. It can be easy to identify, but it's much more difficult for them to prioritize like what's really important to patch and which system should I be focusing on? I think we always gravitate towards like, this is our critical crown jewels, right? But like, that's not necessarily like we talked about before, like lazy opportunistic. They're going to look for like what vulnerability can they find and expose. And that's really where it is. I think it's definitely become in healthcare. It's definitely become a vulnerability chase and an asset management And I think that's really where like vendors like Arctic Wolf and other security vendors are looking at, like, how can we help customers with that asset exposure management, and what can we do to really help harden their posture on that and prioritize what they should be focusing on?
Do you feel it's the fear of the unknown? Like, they don't realize or know that some of the assets are out there that exist and that are connected to very sophisticated assets or very security conscious ones?
I definitely think it's become much more difficult these days to have a good picture of what your asset environment looks like, right? And I think, like, you know, Arctic Wolf recently did an acquisition called SEPCO, where it's really all around that, where it's really pulling from multiple sources, like pulling from Active Directory, pulling from your vulnerability management, pulling from your endpoint, to really help, like, coalesce and give the customer a truth of source of what their assets are within their environment. Because to your point, like, you have all these dispersed systems and it becomes very difficult to know, like, what do I really have out there? And is there a vulnerability on that, or is there not a vulnerability on it? And if it is a vulnerability, like, is it a high risk or a low risk or a medium risk, right? And I think it makes it very hard on customers to be able to identify that, or, you know, healthcare IT to be able to identify that and know what they have.
CMDBs used to be not as dynamic. They were static. They didn't take a lot to update. They were manually updated. And now with public cloud, you've got sprawling infrastructure everywhere. You're spinning up a device, you're turning it down. It's so dynamic. I think one of the difficulties is realizing what you have. And by the time you identify that, does it still even exist? Do you need to do that? Yeah. And having immutable infrastructure is a lot of the key stuff that's out there for security.
Yeah, 100%. I think it definitely, gone are the days, to your point, where, like, you have a static CMDB and you have, like, a guy who's in charge of inputting IPs and assets as he rolls them out in the environment, right? Like, those days are gone, and you really do have to have a more dynamic way to inventory what your assets are and then inventory what those vulnerabilities are and to be able to prioritize them and identify them.
Herb, help me understand, how is Arctic Wolf helping with some of these concerns?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we recently, just a couple weeks ago, acquired a company called SEPCO that really is pulling in from all these different sources, like CMDBs, vulnerability management, right? And it's really giving customers that true source of what their assets look like, but it's also tying in critical things like vulnerability exposure on those assets, like what kind of vulnerabilities do they have, and then helping them prioritize those vulnerabilities. And then I think the other key thing with Arctic Wolf is it's a service-driven solution, not a product-driven solution. So even though we acquired SEPCO, which is a great product, we have the security engineers to really help guide customers and to help, like, them be able to communicate with, like, what should I be prioritizing, help me understand this data, right? And help me be able to help increase my security posture and take that proactive measure, right? A lot of security tools today are very reactive, and I think there's still a lot to be said about having that human interaction to help you proactively harden your security environment.
How is AI changing the ability to detect and contain these threats before they become catastrophic?
Yeah, I think AI is revolutionizing security operation centers as we know it, right? Even with an Arctic Wolf, like, we don't expose, like, a tool to customers, but, like, we've, within our own SOCs, we've started spinning up agentic AI agents, and we're looking at, like, how can we help identify threats and detect them and stop those threats quicker? I think the key thing, you know, with all AI conversations, as more and more security companies start moving AI and leveraging it, it's really more around, like, that human feedback loop, I think, is what's key in AI, right? And I think if you buy a product today that's, you know, helps you detect threats, like, you or the customer ends up being that feedback loop. They have to say, like, yes, that was a good detection, or, hey, no, that wasn't a good detection. I think one of the great things about Arctic Wolf's security operations center capabilities is, like, our security analysts become the feedback in the loop. So they're looking at the detections and they're saying, like, yes, AI identified that correctly. And they're providing that feedback and taking all that workload off the customer. But the key thing, like you mentioned, is that it really is speeding up detection. It's giving threat hunting capabilities that we previously didn't have. As Arctic Wolf, we're ingesting over 10 trillion events per week. Like, you can't sift through that amount of data without having AI assist you. And that's where it's really becoming more and more powerful. As we add more customers, we see more data. We're able to analyze data. We're able to identify things quicker. And then kind of a network effect of that is once we do identify something, we can set up indicators of compromise or rules for that. And we can now protect our 10,000 plus customers because we identified it, saw it, and now we have rules in place for it. So it really is changing the game from identification and a threat hunting perspective when it comes to cybersecurity for our customers.
Do the benefits of using AI outweigh the risks?
It kind of goes back to what I originally talked about. It really depends on like all AI, I think, needs feedback on, like, number one, it needs good data, right? Yep. Like, let's identify that. It needs good data.
Was that change good? Was that implementation good?
Yeah.
Did we react correctly to this?
Exactly.
Yes, yes. But it does have some adverse effect, if you think about it, is that if you're using something like agentic AI to do the change for it, you need that human in the loop right now because AI isn't there to make sure that it's a validated.
Right. And I think as long as you have like good human in the loop feedback, then it's a powerful tool. If you don't have that, then that's really where AI can start running amok. And to your point, like, it can become almost detrimental, right? Now you have AI doing things that necessarily aren't what you want happening in your environment, or blocking things it shouldn't be blocking, or taking actions it shouldn't be taking, or identifying a lot of false positives. And now it becomes a burden on, you know, you to be able to manage that. So it really kind of depends on how it's implemented, right?
The data that you're ingesting, though, is helping train that AI in order to make those changes a valid point or a valid to protect the systems. Because when you ingest that data and previous changes that have happened manually from your system, you're looking at those points and you're saying, we've made this change to protect against this ransomware, to protect against this threat. So that's ultimately going to a positive of what you're doing for automatically securing an environment.
Yeah. And it's speeding up our process of being able to do that. Like, previously, you know, we would have security analysts who would look at all that data and they would start doing threat hunting, right? Looking for actions and stuff. And now AI is able to comb through that data and float up the really important stuff to those human security engineers, who are then able to say, like, yes, that is an indicator of compromise, or yes, that is an actual bad guy taking actions, or, you know, and so they can then start, you know, threat hunting, building those rules out. So to your point, yeah, like, it can become a force multiplier in that perspective, right?
I think one of the biggest things with utilizing AI in security is, if you think about all the threats out there, you think about all the information that's coming in, and when a human is trying to analyze that, it's taking them hours to figure out what's going on, what happened, where went wrong, when AI can actually pinpoint that for you, lock it down, and now you're secure and not having to worry about it. I think that's a huge value for everybody in security, including healthcare.
Yeah, definitely. And to your point, like, it is accelerating what our SOC guys can do, right? Like, they're no longer looking at a single instance. The AI is bringing a bunch of information saying, like, yes, this happened on the endpoint. Here's what happened on the firewall. Here's what the identity was used. Here's where it went, what external connections it made. Here's what the data flow is on it. Yep. And it really gives them the ability to then start making much more educated responses on what action should be taken or whether the threat is real or not real.
And it can look for specific signatures that are happening. So if you go back to the threats that are out there, so those who are trying to, you know, do ransomware or attack the system, they might have poked at that system months ago, and that's a valid data point. And AI has that data. Then they did it again later and did it again later. Now they're ultimately detecting potentially what could happen, correct?
Yep, exactly. And they're able to stop it, to your point, much quicker, identify it much quicker, right? Be able to notify people of, like, hey, here's what we're seeing, much quicker than previously was ever able to do, right?
Herb, my last question for you, security, compliance, limited staff, skills, aging infrastructure, healthcare leaders are being asked to solve all of it at once with constrained resources. What does a realistic path to simplifying security operations actually look like?
Yeah, I mean, that's a
loaded question.
Huge question with so much to unpack there. I think healthcare is no different than anybody else. I think we're all struggling with staffing, right? Nobody's getting a lot of headcount add or budget to add headcount, right?
Do more with less.
Yeah, do more with less is the motto for sure, right? So I think, like, you know, it's important to look at, like, when you're looking at cybersecurity, it's important to not only look at tools, but like, how am I going to manage those tools? Who's going to be able to ingest the information? Who's watching those tools? And I think that's really where Arctic Wolf can step in and help customers, is really augment security teams, right? So it's bringing expertise, bringing eyes on glass, ensuring that you have that 24/7, 365 coverage from a monitoring perspective, but also like, how are they proactively helping you in your environment? Like, are they looking at your security posture? Are they proving that? It's table stakes these days in like a managed SOC MDR space to just be alerting customers and letting them know like, hey, we saw an incident take place in your environment. That's no longer like, it's no longer sufficient, I guess is my word. I would say is you really have to be helping customers increase their security posture. How can I stop that incident from ever happening again within your environment? It's great that I was able to detect it and notify you and stop it, but how can I ensure that it's not going to take place a second time? And I think like, as people struggle with like staffing and compliance and all the other things, that's really what you should be looking for, is I need to find a cybersecurity partner or vendor out there that's really going to not only, you know, help me kind of get the table stakes things, but it's really going to take my security to the next level. And that's really like where we focus on that from a customer's perspective, is how can we, you know, meet their expectations, and then how can we help increase their security posture and make sure that, you know, they are secure out there and that they are going to be resilient against attacks that take place.
Herb, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
To learn more about Arctic Wolf and how they're helping healthcare organizations strengthen their security posture, visit arcticwolf.com. Stay tuned. There's more to come for Health Reimagined.